open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing? It's a Monday, and we're one step closer to the beginning of training camp 2013 for the Cleveland Browns. Hope you had a terrific Independence weekend. Hope that you got enough to eat, feeling good. Could get into two-a-days if you had to, so that means I hope you didn't eat too much. But welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Michael Regai in for the vacationing Vic Carucci. We've got a big week for you as, we inch ever closer to Rob Chudzinski calling the Browns together. That'll take place on the 25th of July to begin in earnest this 2013 football season. So what do we have on the docket today? First and foremost, I want to direct you to ESPNCleveland.com. The Browns analyst here at the station, Tony Grossi, chatted with Browns owner Jimmy Haslam. Haslam gave his thoughts with confidence on him maintaining the status quo and ownership of the Cleveland Browns. You need to check that out again with Tony Grossi and Jimmy Haslam on ESPNCleveland.com. Also on the show today, I want to get into your confidence level and what kind of good flow or otherwise you have with Brandon Weeden going into this second year of his having control and reins of the quarterbacking position of the Browns. It is a most crucial year for Brandon Weeden. I think we all know that. We had Ron Jaworski's ideals last week. Many national analysts and locals commented on Jaworski's assessments. And Dennis Mantiloff has always been very much charting Brandon Weeden throughout his rookie season. Mantiloff did that. We'll have Dennis on the show later on today to discuss just that, how Brandon Weeden approaches year number two with Rob Chudzinski and North Turner, and I want to get your thoughts on it as well. And in just a moment, we're going to start out. You know, I love to have Browns alumni on from the late 80s, early to mid-90s, because we're talking about at least consistency through that 10-year period of the Browns being relevant at playoff time. We're going to skip ahead to 1994. They went 11-5 and won, at the time it was called the AFC Central, beat New England in a playoff game in a local product, St. Vincent St. Mary's, Akron Zone. Frank Stamm's a big part of the linebacking core. He's coming up in just a moment to kick us off, to get us into our playbook here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So hang on. Good one coming up. We start with Frank Stamm's reminiscing about 1994 and a playoff run and correlating that to this Browns defense under Ray Horton. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Regai in for Carucci. It happens coming up in a moment on ESPN 850 WKNR. Stick and stay, everybody.
Best truck deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-150s in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings. Right now, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new F-150, or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. That's right, lease an F-150 for only $199. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Hey Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
Hey, you, with the chronic back pain, do you keep waking up with a stiff back? Does it hurt most when you're trying to rest it? It may not be anything you did to your back. It could be me, ankylosing spondylitis, an autoimmune disease that inflames the spine and can also affect other joints. Hard on your back? And hard to say. I mean, ankylosing spondylitis? That's a mouthful. So I propose you just call me AS. You know, achy spine, annoyingly stiff, or awfully stubborn. Whatever I'm known as, you'll want to know more.
Could your recurring back pain be AS? Go to asbackpain.com and take a short quiz to find out if your symptoms point to an inflammatory condition like ankylosing spondylitis. Hard to say, but easy to find out about. It's all at asbackpain.com.
So remember my name, ankylosing spondylitis, even if you can't say it.
Take the free back pain quiz at asbackpain.com. Then talk to your doctor. This message is brought to you by AbbVie.
Summer's heating up, and so is the deal at Window Nation. Buy one window, get one window for $99, any size, double-hung slider window, no payments, no interest for one full year. Folks, a deal you can't pass up. Save on a couple of windows or a whole house. The hottest savings of the year, limited time only. Call them today. Free in-home estimate. 216-464-4141. 216-464-4141. Buy one, get one for $99. Call now or windownation.com/Rizzo.
One, two, three.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
That excited to get back with you here for my third week with you on Cleveland Browns Daily. Driven by Liberty Ford, the vacationing Vic Carucci will be back in the chair in front of our microphones a week from today on Monday, July the 15th. It's been a pleasure to be not only chatting with all of you and sharing our Browns insights as we get set for this month that brings the Browns back to football, but also wonderful to be able to chat with all the former Browns that have made this organization foundationally what it is, and get their memories from Brown's days gone by, as well as many of the national and local columnists, analysts, and beat reporters that we've had a chance to discuss things with during the course of these last few weeks. I want to remind all of you as well, all of you Browns fans, time to unite. Reserve your seats right now for three Cleveland Browns games starting at $99 with a three-game flex plan, including the home opener against the Miami Dolphins, or also division rivals Cincinnati or the Pittsburgh Steelers. Plus, that's not all. Not only is the deal $99, which is tremendous to get your Browns action going, plus you get a choice of two additional tremendous matchups. To do that, get on the website, clevelandbrowns.com, or call them at 440-824-3434, 440-824-3434, to reserve your seats today. And this segment is brought to you by our good friends at Quaker Steak and Lube. We're getting very close to the Cleveland Browns putting the helmets and the pads on. Literally 3 weeks, less than 3 weeks away now from Rob Chudzinski pulling his football team together in Berea. And as you know, as we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, for the last couple of weeks, I love to talk to many of the Browns alumni. And still young men, they are. I think a lot of them could still suit up and pad up and get ready to go, like the gentleman I'm about to talk to. He was a Cleveland Brown from 1992 to 1995, and what made it better is Frank Stams was a local young man from Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary, and right here in Northeast Ohio. Frank, how you doing? Welcome to the show, and so glad we get a chance to chat. How's the summer going for you and the family?
Michael, always a pleasure. The summer is just going great. We jumped right into it, didn't we? With
yeah.
The high heat, high humidity. I mean, it feels like football out there, that's for sure.
I was just going to say, coaches love that because, as we know, all the air, Frank and I, of course, as you know, call a lot of high school games. We love doing that for now Fox Sports Time Ohio. It's been a passion of Frank's, as it has been a passion of mine, and you're so right about that. And, Frank, I want to try to make some comparisons. And that 1994 football team that you played on, the Browns, of course, win the AFC Central at the time, 11-5, and we forget that was, we're talking about now, Frank, we're into 16 football seasons. That is the last year as your Browns team on New Year's Day of 1995, Bill Belichick's, you beat Bill Parcells and the New England Patriots. The last time this Browns organization has won a playoff game. Is that, Frank, do you still keep that in your mind's eye? I mean, do you pull out tape of that year? Do you watch it? Do you still have fond memories of what that 94 season was all about?
Oh, Michael, thank you very much for remembering that year. Absolutely. I pull that card out all the time, especially when I meet younger kids, high school kids. I get introduced as a former NFL player with the Browns. And, you know, they certainly don't have a memory going back to 94. And I just love pulling that out to all the fans out there that, you know, are looking for, you know, are hoping for, you know, a playoff team year after year. And I just love reminding them that we're the last team to win a playoff game, that 94 team. And that defense was special. You mentioned, you know, that year. You know, guys in the middle there, Pepper Johnson, Banks was the other outside linebacker. Guys on the defensive line, Rob Burnett, Anthony Pleasant, Michael Dean, you know, just, you know, a solid in the backfield, you know, Eric Turner, you know, guys that, you know, played hard, they were physical, hit hard. And we kept the score down low and gave our offense a chance to win the football game.
Yeah, well, when Frank mentions that, and we're delighted to be chatting with the local standout from Akron St. Vincent, St. Mary, Notre Dame, and then the Cleveland Browns during his NFL career, Frank Stams. And, well, you mentioned most of that defense, and I vividly recall, too, Stevon Moore, Don Griffin, Antonio Langham in that secondary with Eric Turner. 12 points a game, Frank. That 94 group allowed, that's all. 12 points a game, of course, under Bill Belichick, who'd been a defensive coordinator for years with Bill Parcells, and then Nick Saban comes in. What was the ingredients that you mentioned? Oh, we mentioned all the names, but what was it about Belichick and then through Saban that you feel that made that defense so very special and it came together the way it did, as you could make a case, the best defense and the stingiest defense that year in the National Football League?
Yeah, the dynamic there between Belichick and Saban and really that chemistry on the defense was outstanding, I thought. You know, Belichick really turned over the reins of that defense to Saban. And, you know, he hardly really joined our defensive team meetings or came down to the defensive side of the ball. You know, he was focused on the offense. And there was more than once that he commented, he says, "I don't know what he's doing, but he's sure doing a great job." And, you know, he awarded Nick a couple of game balls. Saban was just outstanding. You talk about a guy that, you know, outworked the opponent, a workaholic. And he just, that was fun for him. I've seen some recent interviews, you know, with him because of all the success he's had at Alabama, saying, "Hey, that's fun to me, you know, working hard, getting after it." And that's the way he was. I mean, he got in your face. On occasion, he'd get in the player's face. I remember, you know, once there that he and Eric Turner were nose-to-nose in defensive backfield.
Mm-hmm.
And Phil Savage had to come along and break things up. Well, you know Nick. You've known Nick a long time.
I've known Nick since 1989, Frank, when he got the job his first year as a college head coach before Bill Belichick brought him here to the Browns, was at the University of Toledo, and he went 10-2 his first and only year there.
Right. And I go back with Nick, too. Hell, he recruited me out of high school.
Yeah.
When he was at Michigan State.
At Michigan State, yeah, with George Perlis, sure.
Yes.
Yep.
He makes his players accountable. And, you know, that's what he was, and he knew that that defense, you know, that defense was, you know, you mentioned the points allowed, and that was a point of emphasis going into the last game of the year. He commented, said, he told us, he said, now listen, if we can hold the team, this offense, to less than, I think it was 16 points, that we would join an elite group of defenses. I think there were only four at that time in the history of the National Football League that had held their opponent, I think it was less than 200 points for the season. And Nick wanted that. He wanted to join that club. Unfortunately, we weren't able to give it to him that day. But he just did a fabulous job of game planning and putting the right personnel on the field.
We're talking with Frank Stams and reminiscing somewhat. Frank and I have always talked about, we mention a lot when we get together and work high school or college games about 1994. And Frank still remains a very, very proud Cleveland Browns alumni. Growing up, was this something that was a dream of yours? You mentioned being recruited. You were recruited by the top football powers out of St. Vincent, St. Mary. Here in the Midwest and nationally, were you a big Cleveland Browns fan, Frank, growing up? And was it a dream of yours, hoping to, after college, suit up for your hometown team?
You know, when I got to probably in high school, I became a Browns fan. You know, when you're a kid, you're looking at all the different colors and the logos.
Mm-hmm.
But when I knew what it was all about, I became a Browns fan. And on occasion, my dad we'd go to a couple of Browns games. We were a couple Browns games together. So I knew that, you know, what the fans, the fan atmosphere was like. And coming out of college, you know, there at Notre Dame, we had success, and I thought it would just be a dream to play in the NFL, even a bigger dream to play for the Browns. It just didn't work out coming out of the draft that way.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the Rams first when they were still in Los Angeles. But the ultimate dream was realized when, you know, my agent at the time called me and he said, hey, listen, the Browns are interested in you. What's going on out there? Because I suffered some injuries and wasn't listed too far, you know, way down on the depth chart. And I said, hey, make the move. Get me out of here. And then they did the deal right away. Bill Belichick was in his second year, and they were looking to fill out the roster with their players, like so many new coaches.
Sure, yeah.
New players. And so I was a victim on one end because Chuck Knox just got the job from John Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a recipient on the other end, and it was just great coming in there. I just loved playing for Bill. You mentioned Bill Parcells and the matchup there. That was the big tuna. That was the big game. And the mentor versus the protege. But Bill was just fabulous. I learned so much football there under him and how to play football, how to compete. It was a great experience there with the Browns. And of course, you know, my family and friends could come to the stadium and, you know, I can enjoy it with them.
Yeah, that's the best thing. As Frank Stams then made the circle route, so to speak, back home, and has maintained his home here, where he grew up in Northeast Ohio, and that's why we're chatting with him. A proud member of the Browns alumni, and on that football team, the very last time the Browns won a playoff game, they did beat Bill Parcells and the New England Patriots 20-13. It was on New Year's Day here at the stadium. So that the old stadium, of course, on the lakefront, that culminated it. So you did exactly as you depicted in that winning that last playoff game that the Browns have won in team history, Frank. You gave up 12 points per game in the regular season. I was there. I remembered very well. You guys harassed Drew Bledsoe all year long, all day long, only gave up 13 to them and held them to under 240 yards total offense. So just the way Saban and Belichick laid it out, it beat Parcells, right?
Yeah, they just got after it. And nobody outworked those guys. Those guys were watching film. They're burning the midnight oil all the time. And that's the key. You know, I mentioned the total points allowed. It might have been a little bit less. The concussion stuff is real, Michael. You know that.
Yep, I know.
As far as joining that club. But, you know, nobody, you know, we were prepared through the whole season to play every football game, and that playoff game was no exception. We went in there and got after them. And as you mentioned, we limited their offense and were able to outscore them. And I think, you know, that's a big part of the success of that season is, you know, you know, everybody says, I know it's cliche, it starts with defense, but, you know, that season it proved the cliche right.
Yep, no question about it. And that's how we transition in the time we have left with former Browns linebacker Frank Stams. You still see him now here on Fox Sports Time Ohio as he's does his color analyst work on high school and college football. Frank, this new regime here, and I wanted to bring up Nick Saban because Ray Horton, who has made his name as a very aggressive and attacking defensive coordinator, he comes in to take over for Dick Geron. No longer a 4-3, it's a 3-4. They went out in free agency and in the draft and picked up attack-type linebackers in Paul Kruger, Quentin Groves, Barkevious Mingo, as you know, in the draft. Got big Dez Bryant to play up front with Phil Taylor and Ataba Ruman. Do you see this defense possibly, under Ray Horton, being able to take a quantum leap with the style he teaches in terms of maybe being a top half or even a top third of the defensive units in the NFL? Can they make that big of a stride here with what Horton does, Frank?
Well, I think they can. Okay, I think they got the core players there. And, you know, to me, you know, football, especially defense, is 1-2. It's attitude. And, you know, with that aggressive attacking type defense that you described under the new DC, you know, you're going to make plays in the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to cause turnovers, too. It's going to pressure the quarterback. He's going to make bad throws. It's going to cause turnovers in the secondary. You're going to get turnovers, and that's what you want to see. And also, you want to see some toughness out of your defense. You know, that's, you know, something I think overlooked a lot. You know, you got to have a team that, you know, wants to go out there and hit the opponent and just control the line of scrimmage. And I think if that defense comes out and they adapt to, you know, Coach Horton and what he is bringing to the field with him, you know, they're going to do that. They're going to out-hit the opponent, mm-hmm. and they're going to create turnovers.
Yeah.
They're going to get field position, and they're going to score some points. And I'll tell you, the defense, you know, I always look for the defense to carry them into maybe a 500 record or the playoffs.
Well, that would be the type of significant jump that I think we're all hoping to see under new head coach Rob Chudzinski and this group of Browns. And, Frank, I'm glad to hear you say that you're a big proponent because I always love getting your insights on the defensive side of the ball. And your point is so well taken because, you know, Ray Horton, his thing, don't just go make a play and look to put somebody on the ground with a hit, with a tackle. Rip the ball out. Get the ball out. Be a difference maker. Be a game changer. Let's put points on the board defensively. I like that kind of style because, again, as the season goes along, that'll start happening. And, hey, you can win football games by having your defense put points on the board, too.
Absolutely. I mean, the Pittsburgh game is a perfect example of that last year. You know, we win that game with turnovers. You know, that's going to definitely be a point of emphasis on every defensive locker room, and hopefully the Browns execute that and accomplish that goal and win the turnover battle this year going forward, because, as you know, that's a very significant statistic and when it comes to win-losses.
Yeah, and let's hope that they develop that mindset, that aggressive attack style defensively. It should be fun to watch. Frank Stams, you were fun to watch when you're playing days. You're still fun to watch and talk to now, and I greatly appreciate your insights and your knowledge. And, buddy, I look forward to seeing you as not only the Browns and the NFL start, but, of course, our college and high school coverage begins. And always have a great time with it, Frank. Thanks so much for your time, and we'll talk again soon.
Michael, thanks for having me on, and we'll talk soon, and go Browns.
Go, there it is. Go Browns. You see, he's still a Cleveland Brown at heart. Frank Stams, everybody, right here, 1992 to 1995. Always love talking to the Browns alumni, guys who had such a most impactful foundation building to this football team. And in Frank Stams, think about that with Pepper Johnson and with Carl Banks in a veteran linebacking group that certainly – did everything that Bill Belichick and Nick Saban desired in having the best defensive unit in the NFL and taking the Browns to their last playoff win following the 1994 season. All right, don't go away. We've got a lot more coming up. It's Ask Vic time. You can tweet at me, at Michael Regei, and we'll have an opportunity to take a look at what's on your mind. We'll get into some specifics right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It's a Monday as we get much closer to the Browns and training camp coming up later this month on ESPN 850 WKNR.
To buying a used vehicle? Think certified pre-owned at Liberty Ford. Liberty's certified pre-owned Fords guarantee peace of mind with benefits like a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, a detailed multi-point inspection, 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. Plus, right now, save with rates as low as 0.9%. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
You spoke, we listened. The wings are back on the All-You-Can-Eat Wing Buffet. Join us every Tuesday beginning at 5 p.m. for All-You-Can-Eat at Quaker Steak and Lube. Mixed and matched breaded boneless wings, crispy Kalon shrimp, grilled boneless wings, and our best wings USA. Served with never-ending lube chips and a free nacho bar. Quaker Steak and Lube is located in Valley View, Medina Township, Lakewood, Sheffield, Vermilion, Boardman, and Austintown.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Today is a big day.
Today, you look to the best to get better.
With 27 Cleveland Clinic locations,
world-class care is always near you.
Call today. We're ready for you.
Call 855-411-DOG. That's 855-411-3294 for your same-day appointment.
Cleveland Clinic. Every life deserves world-class care.
Cleveland Clinic is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Mike Rowe here at a Ford dealership with Jim Twitchell. Today we're talking about service. Jim's a senior master technician with Ford. I call him the car doctor. What's your best advice, Doc?
Simple. Take care of your car like you'd take care of yourself, Mike.
Really?
Like you should take care of yourself.
Ah, okay.
Get regular checkups. Don't overdo anything. Pay attention to the warning signs. Get top quality help.
Like you.
Like any Ford technician.
Such a modest doctor.
Let the Ford service experts help you take care of your car with the works. It's a synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, brake inspection, battery test, multi-point inspection, and more. All that just $39.95 or less. Minus a $10 mail-in rebate, that's just $29.95.
The car doctor has a prescription for you.
Get regular maintenance at your Ford dealer.
And call him in the morning. Or wash your hands and shake before using them.
Up to 5 quarts oil. Taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by check. See participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 8/31/13.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I'm turning off the seatbelt sign and inviting you to watch teams of 20 pull a Boeing 737 aircraft. It's for the 4th annual plane pull at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport on July 13th. There will be food and free entertainment for the entire family. That said, I'll turn on the This Is for Special Olympics Ohio sign and the Let's Have Some Fun sign. CLE. Going more places, more often.
Our roads lead to Central. Central Cadillac.
No matter who dances the victory dance, let the truth be told. No one has sold more Cadillacs in the greater Cleveland area in the last month, 3 months, or even the last 71 years than Central Cadillac. Why? Our dedicated employees, our great selection, our enjoyable buying experience. It should be fun to buy a car. Come see us today for the absolute best deal at Central Cadillac, East 30th and Carnegie.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And this Ask Vic with Michael Regei is driven by Liberty Ford.
so good to have all of you in touch with us as Browns football becomes, yes, at the forefront of our minds, and why not? I love the month of July because it signifies to us that the NFL is about ready to go. In the latter part of the month, and the Browns, Rob Chudzinski, Norv Turner, Ray Horton, all the coaches, soon to be getting back from their summer vacations and getting ready to go for this football season that we all hope shows relevancy and a significant win jump for the Cleveland Browns. With that in mind, I asked you earlier during the course of the show to tweet at the show, and it's at Michael Regai, regarding how you're feeling with the confidence meter in Brandon Weeden and taking over in a new offense in this second year on the job. It's most vital for him. Brutus at TribeFan 5646 tweets and says, I feel real good, Regai, if he's going to be in the shotgun most of the year. He can be a solid NFL QB without being in the West Coast offense. Brutus, I concur with what you said, and to amplify it a little bit more, there's a growing feeling around the league that Weeden should have a better opportunity to showcase not only his skills, but have that translate into improvement, not only for him and for the offense, but because you get solid quarterbacking play. I think, as we all know, if that's the case, it just makes everything feel good. Dinner tastes better. Everybody has more of a bounce in their step. When you're getting solid quarterbacking play, isn't it funny how that can translate into success for an entire football team? And the organization for, and in the Browns' case, again, they've got to get relevant. Being able to take you into December and have an idea that they can be an NFL playoff entrant. Is it going to happen this year? Well, a lot of key things that have to occur for it to be so, and Brandon Weeden is at the forefront of that. Aaron Babb tweets at the show as well and says, I was already confident about Weeden. Jaworski's endorsement only strengthened this. Yeah, well, Ron Jaworski came out in a lot of glowing terms about Brandon Weeden. And we're going to hear from Dennis Manilow coming up in just a moment under the same heading with Weeden in mind. But think about this. Remember the one thing that Jaworski said mostly. There are other things that can be taught. There are things that can be cleaned up with the intangibles and the cerebrals. But if you don't have that capability in this era of the NFL to have a quarterback who can drive the football physically in a vertical pass game, you're probably going to be behind the eight ball a little bit. Right there is what the jump-off point is that Weeden shows the physical ability to do. Now can Rob Chudzinski and Norv Turner remake that and clean up all that needed to be done fundamentally, but the building base is there with Weeden, as you heard from Jaworski, and we'll see if Dennis Manilow feels the same. All right, there's more Ask Vic coming up with your questions on Twitter at Michael Regai later in the show. When we get back, Dennis Manilow. Oh, a lot of Brandon Weeden talk coming up here. If you're at BWeeden3 follower or fancier, you're going to want to hear this. The Browns quarterback comes center stage when Cleveland Browns Daily rolls on. Right here on, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The best truck deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-150s in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings. Right now, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new F-150, or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. That's right, lease an F-150 for only $199. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
You spoke, we listened. The wings are back on the All-You-Can-Eat Wing Buffet. Join us every Tuesday beginning at 5 p.m. for All-You-Can-Eat at Quaker Steak and Lube. Mixed and matched breaded boneless wings, crispy Kalon shrimp, grilled boneless wings, and our best wings USA. Served with never-ending lube chips and a free nacho bar. Quaker Steak and Lube is located in Valley View, Medina Township, Lakewood, Sheffield, Vermilion, Boardman, and Austintown.
Great times, great food, to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Yeah, traffic again.
You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey!
Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. For now.
Do you and your family fight over the same couple of comfy chairs that are in your house? If so, it's time to visit Danny Bay's and put a stop to that unnecessary game of musical chairs. Hi, this is Kathy Bay from Danny Bay's, and I'm here to tell you how to make all of your seating the best seat in the house. Danny Bay's has a huge selection of bar stools, kitchen stools, theater seats, and patio furniture seating. Our seats are fully customizable from size to material to whatever color fabric you may need. But wait, there is more. This week, we are offering a huge discount and 12 months no interest financing. So stop those goofy fights over who gets to sit in the best seat and make them all great options by getting your seats at Danny Bay's this week. Visit us in Mayfield Heights, Fairlawn, Westlake at Crocker Park, or check us out online at DannyBay's.com. That's DannyBeghs.com.
Playing games for all the right reasons. Playing games with Danny. Danny Bay's.
You know, I always love talking quarterbacking, especially when it comes to the Cleveland Browns. And this is a very vital, very, very instrumental year in terms of the position going forward. Let's welcome into the show a gentleman that one-upped, in my mind, ESPN analyst Ron Jaworski from last week, the Play Dealer's Dennis Manilow, who broke down every throw that Brandon Whedon attempted in the 2012 football season. D-Man, how you doing, buddy? How's the summer going?
Pretty good, Rex. Thanks for having me on, brother.
Always.
Hey, one quick thing, Rex. I've heard good reports about Cal swinging the stick. I know this is a football show, but a lot of reports coming in that Cal can hit. So I'm excited.
He's raking a little bit, yeah. So and Dennis had a little bit to do with on a couple of occasions working with Cal as he and I threw him BP. Anyway, we'll get into that sometime when we're talking baseball. But you're right. I want to get with you. Now, did you see, because you did this back after the season ended, did you see Ron Jaworski's assessments of Brandon Whedon last week? Have a chance to digest them and give me your thoughts on what you heard from Jaws with regard to Whedon after you studied him and did the very same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I broke down every pass after each game and then, you know, did essentially reviewed it again after the season. So I wound up watching every one of his passes at least two or three times. And then I was eagerly anticipating Ron Jaworski's countdown, his QB countdown, because I wanted to see where he would put Whedon, assuming, again, that Whedon was going to be the starter, and that's what Jaworski did. But I have a tremendous amount of respect for Ron Jaworski. He and George Whitfield Jr., Ohio's own George Whitfield Jr., are two of the guys that I look to when it comes to quarterback analysis. And when Jaworski's countdown came out, he had Whedon at 26, which I thought was pretty favorable, okay? I honestly expected it would be a little lower, given the fact that he didn't, you know, blow anybody away numbers-wise and, you know, ranked at the bottom of the league in a lot of categories. So I think 26 was potentially generous there. But what was even more encouraging, if you're a Browns fan and if you like Whedon, is what Jaworski had to say. And he just proceeded to talk in glowing terms about what he saw in Brandon Whedon, the potential that he saw, everything from the arm strength to the system to, you know, to North Turner's offense to 1 year under his belt. But overall, the assessment that Jaworski had was very encouraging to those who believe in Whedon and are, you know, want to be optimistic about the Browns.
It was. There's no question about that. And we're delighted to be able to get into it in further detail with Dennis Maniloff. You check him out at the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. And he has been somewhat of our here in town quarterback analyst with regard to, as we're talking about, his breakdown and assessment of Brandon Whedon. D-Man, there were a couple of things that Whedon felt that he really needed to clean up. One was the footwork in going more to 5 and 7 step drops this year in the North Turner Rob Chudzinski system. The second was the habit of patting the football in terms as he's looking over the football field before he delivers. How confident are you that, now we tie North Turner in here and Chud as well, how confident are you that some of the mechanicals can get cleaned up for Whedon, as he knows it's vital to him going into this second year?
Well, first of all, I would have expected Whedon to clean up the mechanicals regardless of who took over as head coach, whether Shermer remained the head coach, and they also had Childress. Okay, so just because of the rookie-to-second-year growth. But when you add the fact that you have what appears to be, and we emphasize appears because there's no guarantees, but what appears to be the most favorable situation for Brandon Whedon, when you add that in, I have to believe that he smells a tremendous opportunity here, and he knows that this is the season that he's on the spot, so he's going to correct as many things as he possibly can, and I don't think it's going to be that difficult for him to do better with his footwork, to do less padding of the football. Those, honestly, I believe can be cleaned up relatively quickly if they haven't been already. It doesn't mean he's going to be, you know, a perfect footwork guy and he's never going to pat the ball. But I think there's already been improvement based on what I've heard from you and others in minicamp, among other things.
Yeah, well, that was fairly obvious that he was doing the things fundamentally that North Turner was asking, and Turner was hard on the quarterbacks. We're talking with
Good.
Dennis Maniloff.
Good, Rick.
Yeah,
that's
no,
what I want.
I
that's
agree.
What I want to hear.
Absolutely, he was very hard on him. He was in their face on the practice field during minicamp. We're chatting with Dennis Maniloff. Always a joy our conversations, especially when it comes to Browns quarterbacking play here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. All right, so we know, I think you and I agree, that when we look at Whedon in 2012, and again, it probably was in a system that was ill-suited to take best advantage of all of his skills, we'd say he was decent, he was average. Now, Turner's going to ask him to take the top off defense's D-man, as you know, drive the football down the field, vertical pass game, that seems to play into his strengths. But how encouraged are you, or do you believe that all of the cerebral and the between the ears will also come together and take flight, so to speak, with Whedon and how he interprets and assesses and looks at defenses as he's about to make throws? Can there be growth in that area too, or is that the great unknown?
Well, there has to be growth. It is a great unknown. You don't know if he's going to take that step. You know, the Whedon supporters such as I and such as you hope that he does.
Yep.
You know, I was disappointed in what I thought was an overall a lack of grasping what the defenses were trying to do to him last year. We don't know everything that was going on behind the scenes. We don't know how much he was struggling, perhaps, with the coaching staff and how little or, you know, how much support he got in terms of trying to fix his problems. But on the field, it didn't seem to me like he adjusted, especially second half. Started to me with the second game against the Baltimore Ravens in Cleveland. Dean Pease, the defensive coordinator, he changed that philosophy about blitzing Whedon, and he started dropping guys into coverage. And other defensive coordinators, Hadlett of Washington being the notable one, did the same kind of thing, and all of a sudden Whedon seemed to get gun-shy, okay? He seemed to be double-clutching because he was seeing more people in his passing lanes, and he wasn't as sure of himself. Because if you look at his early games, I mean, even that game you know, under the lights in Baltimore. He was slinging the rock all over the place. Yes, he had the pick six. But overall, he threw the ball reasonably well.
Yes, he did.
A lot of balls off his receiver's hands. He had inclement weather. He was on the road. He threw for, I think, 320. This is a guy who was beating the blitz early in the year, and then defenses adjusted, and I don't think he adjusted back. So that is going to be interesting to see how he deals with defenses who realize that he has the quick trigger. He can get rid of the ball in a hurry, so maybe the blitz isn't all that effective against him. But what is effective is when you clog the passing lanes. How is he going to adjust to that?
Dennis Mandeloff, Cleveland Plain Dealer. You also read him at Cleveland.com. See him in videos at Cleveland.com. Joins Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we get closer to the Browns beginning the training camp. Dennis, we know that weaponry and receivers and overall skilled players, and might as well throw the offensive line into it as well, has a great deal to do with how a quarterback either succeeds in progression or fails. Do you feel that where the Browns have come with their offensive situation now is starting to not only should be able to flourish, but add on when you bring in a Devon Bess, when you look at the improvements of Greg Little and Travis Benjamin in many camps? We know Josh Gordon is down, but Gordon could be in for an explosive year with his skills. Does all of this make you even feel better about what Whedon can accomplish, given that those around him should also be in a better position to succeed?
There's no question, right? So of all the things the Browns did in the offseason, the thing that got me the most excited as a quarterback guy, as a Whedon guy, it was the addition of Bess, okay? Because if there was one thing that was screaming through the television as you watched Whedon play every week, or if you saw him at Cleveland Browns Stadium, was a slot receiver, a dependable slot receiver,
mm-hmm.
a guy who could sit down in against zone coverage on third and five and get you six,
yep.
okay, instead of
yep.
three. A guy who could get you nine instead of eight on third and eight. So he was so desperate for that kind of target. They ran through several guys. At one point, you thought maybe, just maybe, you had one in Jordan Norwood when he did have a good game at Baltimore, but he got hurt. So for various reasons, injuries, inconsistencies, drop balls, you never got that slot guy. And I think Bess is going to flourish in this offense. I certainly expect him to. And you also, on top of getting a slot receiver, you get a veteran, a guy who's been around, who
mm-hmm.
knows how to play the game, and you can't help but think that's not going to rub off on the other guys. So that was a tremendous addition to me that I think is going to help this offense in general and Whedon specifically. And also, as you say, the growth of certain players just by going from one year to the next, guys like Little. And then, of course, a wild card is Jordan Cameron. I mean, I think
It's
no secret. Turner loves the tight end.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Turner salivates at the possibilities of Jordan Cameron, but we have to see it. You know, you can't go by much of a resume because he's been derailed by injuries and various things. But you can't help but think that's a guy who could excel in this type of offense.
Yeah, big target, as we know, that has shown some flashes, and certainly in the middle of the football field and in the red zone and in the end zone. You're right, has Norv Turner salivating. Dennis Mandeloff joins us, which takes us then to, as we stay in the Norv Turner theme, D-Man, as you know, whether it's going back to the Dallas days with Emmitt Smith, San Diego with LaDainian Tomlinson, and then Ryan Matthews, it's a power running game that has always helped the quarterback out in Norv Turner's system. Do you feel that, were you alarmed that Trent Richardson had to miss the final couple weeks of minicamp? Are you as enthusiastic about Richardson going into his second year as you are Whedon? Because doesn't it tie in very, very intrinsically with what Whedon does offensively?
Yes, because when you talk about Norv Turner's offense, it's a vertical power, okay? What does vertical mean? Vertical passing game. What does power mean? Power running game. So you have to have a legitimate running threat. And, you know, Whedon was hurt last year by inconsistencies in the running game. That's not making excuses for, oftentimes substandard play. It's just part of the deal. But he didn't have the consistent running game, and part of it was the fact that Trent Richardson was in and out of the lineup or wasn't up to Trent Richardson's standards with the rib and various things. If you can get Trent Richardson back to being the guy that they drafted that was so coveted, then of course it helps. And I go back to one simple thing. Ron Jaworski was talking about the play fakes in Norv Turner's offense. Well, the power running game allows you to play fake, okay? Because if defenses don't respect your running game, then the play fake means nothing, okay? And that's what sets up a lot of these deep balls is the ability to freeze the defense with the play fake and buy you some time that you need to complete these passes. So if you have that legitimate running game, and I would assume Richardson is extremely motivated to prove himself this year, if you have that, then you're going to get those legitimate play fakes, and you're going to open up the field more than you otherwise would. So, and you asked, was I alarmed about Richardson? I was concerned. I mean, I think you have to be. Let's be honest. You have to be concerned when a guy misses any time. But I'm also going to take Richardson at his word that he's going to be okay when the bell rings.
And probably 70, I would say 70% as opposed to, was it 44% last year of the snaps that Whedon will take will probably, with Chudzinski and Turner, come from the shotgun. As opposed to, wasn't it 43% last year that he did not take from under center? Are my numbers right there, somewhere in that area? Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember the exact number, Regs, but listen, yeah, there's no question that the shotgun is going to help Whedon because that's his game. You know, that was his, his whole pistol Pete offense in at Oklahoma State. I mean, we saw it. I mean, all I want people to do if they're completely down on Whedon, and I'll say this, I did waffle on him. I did wobble with him last year because I was kind of scratching my head going, this isn't the guy that I remembered. I just asked people to go back to, if nothing else, before his pro career started, look what he did for Oklahoma State against Andrew Luck's Stanford Cardinal in the bowl game, just slinging the ball all over the place. And he did have some good NFL games in his rookie year. I mean, that kind of gets glossed over. We all think, oh, he was a dud or he flopped or whatever. I mean, the bottom line is he went to Cincinnati, his second game of his pro career, and lit them up for 300, and he and Richardson carried them to glory. So, I mean, even though they lost, it was still a tremendous performance by both of those guys. He's capable of playing well. He did it. He went to Oakland and threw the ball well. Again, I thought he had really good games against the Ravens and the Giants back-to-back, even though the picks were very costly. He had his share of struggles, but there were also enough glimpses there and enough stretches of quality play that people like Jaworski said, hold on a second, okay? Mm-hmm. This guy is worth, looking at for at least another year. And here's one other point, Regs, it's very important to make. Jaworski couldn't emphasize enough about how Whedon can spin it, okay?
Right.
And what he was saying is, you can talk all these platitudes about a quarterback's brain and a quarterback's intangibles and a quarterback's leadership and blah, blah, blah. But if you don't have the gun, if you don't have the ability to power the ball down the field in the NFL, your job is so much harder to succeed as a quarterback. And Jaworski said at least he has that as a starting block, which is an essential piece if you want to have a chance to have success in the league.
It is the main and major building block, no question about that. D-Man, I love the conversation. You and I do this off the air and off camera, off microphone anyway, so I'm glad we had a chance to do it here on Cleveland Browns Daily. We know that you will be charting and monitoring every throw Brandon Whedon makes this year as well. Job well done, my friend, and I look forward to seeing you as training camp begins in a couple of weeks. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Rex.
It's Dennis Mandeloff, everybody. Check him out in the Cleveland Plain Dealer and at Cleveland.com. Great stuff from Mandeloff, as he's got a great feel for what's going on quarterback-wise here with Brandon Whedon and the Cleveland Browns. Don't go away. When we get back, we'll put a big bow on this baby and end this edition just for today, of Cleveland Browns, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll get into some of your thoughts on Twitter when we return. Don't go away.
To buying a used vehicle? Think certified pre-owned at Liberty Ford. Liberty's certified pre-owned Fords guarantee peace of mind with benefits like a 7-year 100,000-mile warranty, a detailed multi-point inspection, 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. Plus, right now, save with rates as low as 0.9%. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Browns fans unite and let your voices be heard. Reserve your seats for 3 Cleveland Browns games starting at $99 with a 3-game flex plan. Reserve your seats for the home opener against the Dolphins or division rival Bengals or Steelers, plus your choice of 2 additional great matchups. Don't miss out on your chance to join the best fans in the NFL for Cleveland Browns game day at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today.
For your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster? A siren or the voice of a live person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force, you get live two-way voice at no charge and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com, Russo Rosalina.
Today I'm entertaining clients at Manny Kiki, upscale and challenging. But tomorrow is Saturday, and that means 9 holes with my 8-year-old son at Little Met. The length is perfect for a kid his age, and it helps me keep my skills in top form. Sunday is a different kind of father and son outing. My dad and I have been playing Big Met every Sunday since my 21st birthday. Next week is Father-Daughter Day at Shawnee Hills, Cleveland Metro Parks. A course for every golfer.
Book your tee time at clevelandmetroparks.com.
Excited?
Has given the Indians a walk-off win.
Absolutely, I'm excited. Tito's a manager I respect and love to play for.
Swisher from his knees, throws to Masterson. What a play to get the final out.
The organization, the Cleveland Indians, I love being part of the tradition. And the fans, I'm one of you. I'm part of this community. I'm an Ohio kid. I belong here. I'm not just going to play ball here. We're going to live here. We're going to get involved. This is O-H-I-O. And this is a Tribe Town.
Mike Cappy here from Professional Roofing Service, your trusted roofer, serving Northern Ohio for over 30 years. You can rely on Professional Roofing Service for all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Visit ProRoofingServices.com to learn more and get a free quote.
It's time to fly. Pittsburgh International Airport has the nonstop destinations to get you where you're going. Los Angeles, Houston, and Boston are some of our latest additions. Learn more at FlyPittsburgh.com. Click Save Fly.
Welcome back, everybody. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I want to get one more Ask Vic in here after our conversations with both Frank Stams and Dennis Maniloff that I know all of you enjoyed with regard to Brandon Whedon and the Browns offensively at P. Myers Golf. Paul Myers says, Regai, time of possession is the key. Kruger Mingo will stop drives. Bess Nelson, possession guys, will extend drives if the Browns can get 2 more minutes of possession time. I like that thought, Paul. So you're tying in the defensive side of the football with the ability to get off the field, stop drives, get off the field, give Whedon and the offense more TOP, And maybe the bottom line is points and production will follow. So I like that, definitely. So you tie the game in there to both sides of the football and see if it turns into more touchdowns for the Browns. All right, we got to get out of here. So glad you are a part of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll see you again on Tuesday. A big thank you to our wonderful producer, Dave DiNatale. We thank executive producer Reagan Berube and all the Browns staff. Until tomorrow, everybody, I'm Michael Regai. See you then on our next edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Have a terrific Monday night. So long.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.